news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
Tonight!
And with that, we welcome you to our Royal Rumble post show here on rantemradio.com. Tune in Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Facebook, Twitter, so on, so on, so on, and so on. We're starting a little bit earlier, but because WWE ended that pay-per-view early, but we'll talk about that in just a second. If you're listening to us live in the chat room, we want to hear from you. Call us 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. And, of course, be a part of the chat room by going to rantemradio.com. Well, it's done. It's said. Finished. The 2015 Royal Rumble is officially over. The winner is Roman Reigns, a name that we have been discussing about a possible winner now for the better part of a year. But they have solidified it. It's been etched in granite. Stone, so to speak. AA, as always, being joined by Tony C, Surfer,
hey, yo.
And Rex, who jumped the gun earlier when he called while music was playing.
And started, hello, beautiful people.
And started cursing on the air.
I was a little bit angry.
Well.
Man, they really swerved us this time.
Well, anyways, we're going to talk about everything that's going to happen, and I don't know if we're going to be joined by Phil and the guys from Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Of course, we want to hear how...
got Rage trying to calm Rage down.
Maybe they're still trying to calm Rage down. But we're going to find out exactly what happened out there at the Decker Dome in just a little bit. But let's talk about the Royal Rumble. Now, of course, a lot went down in Philadelphia tonight. We're on the road to WrestleMania 31, 63 days away from tonight. And the main event has been set... For the big night out in Santa Clara, California, it will be Brock Lesnar defending the WWE World Heavyweight Championship against the 2015 Royal Rumble winner, Roman Reigns. It has been confirmed Brock Lesnar will be tomorrow night live on Raw, and I guess he will be
addressing
Roman Reigns' victory of the Rumble.
Wait, AA, I got, I'm confused. Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns for the world title?
For the world heavyweight
championship. It might be a three-way.
That was decided tonight?
That was tonight.
Well, I'm pretty sure I was at WrestleMania last year, and it was decided then.
Well.
Oh, you tried.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I mean, like I said, this is something that we've been talking about now for the better part of a year. And it seems that WWE is going to go with their plans. But, of course, we don't know exactly what's going to happen. Because here's the thing. A lot can happen between now and WrestleMania. Everybody needs to sit back, relax, and not really jump the gun just yet. And I'm going to tell you why. Here. What was that?
I was asking, hold on, wait. I got to raise my hand on something. I got to call shenanigans.
All right.
Now, check this out. So you have Brock Lesnar, who took an elbow through the table, took three FUs, cursed out on a briefcase, got hit with the stairs, but he's supposed to lose to the spear.
No, well, we're going to analyze everything. But wait a minute, hold on. We're going to process. This is why I suspect something's going to happen prior to WrestleMania.
You don't know Brock Lesnar may carry an injury into WrestleMania.
here's a couple of things. See, everybody's jumping the gun. Let me explain something. Well, before the internet, you know, the pay-per-view ended 20 minutes ago. That's one thing I don't understand, why the pay-per-view ended 20 minutes ago. But I digress, and I'm not going to lose any sleep over this. The thing
I is, am, what happened to the 40-man Rumble?
Hold on, Rex. Hold on. Here's the thing. It's very possible Roman may not make it to WrestleMania as the number one contender. Let's keep this in mind before everybody starts losing their shit. All right? This is a possibility. And you always have to take it as a possibility. Am I suggesting that Roman Reigns possibly could beat Brock Lesnar with a spear? No. I'm not suggesting that. That's why I think, after the reaction that Philadelphia gave Roman Reigns, it's evident now that even with the help of The Rock, because quite honestly, they did a horrible job. Because here's the thing. For those of you that did not watch the pay-per-view, yes, The Rock came out to save Roman Reigns, who was being attacked by Big Show and Kane. Later on, Roman eliminated Rusev to actually win the Rumble. But here's what happened. With The Rock coming out to help Rusev actually made Rusev look a lot weaker. And somebody's breaking plates in the background, but that's fine. Here's the thing. With as weak as Roman Reigns is right now, on paper, something tells me things are going to change between now and March 28th.
So you think they may give that spot to somebody else?
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, they did it to Austin.
I feel like I remember all the time that somebody would win the Rumble and then put the...
No, it happened, you know, it happened to Austin. Austin lost his spot.
97.
So, we're going to have to let things...
I wouldn't be surprised if it becomes a four-way.
No, I don't think it's going to be a four-way either.
No, there's no chance of a four-way. I think Reigns is going to keep it. I think this was in Vince's head. And this is what he wanted it to be fulfilled as, and this is what happened.
You're saying Vince think he's gonna make a lot of money on this match?
Yeah, he does.
For some reason, you're right.
Tony, I gotta correct you. The spear is not gonna beat Brock Lesnar. The Superman punch is gonna beat him. Okay,
that's what. And that's even worse. And for you to say that, Surfer, that's even worse.
See, Surfer, I
wouldn't do it.
Surfer, I think you're right too. That's what I was thinking, man.
That's the insult to everything that he... This match tonight...
I know you spent a lot of months now on Brock Lesnar's jock, but you gotta let it go, man.
It's not even about that. It's not even about that, Surfer. It's about the fact that this man, they built him up, and he's gonna lose to a freaking punch.
Your Brock Lesnar wrestling buddy's not going there. You can still sleep with that at night.
Look, say what you want to say. Your boy got dropped on his head enough tonight, and he didn't leave with a strap, so let's not go there.
Well, come on now. I knew once Lesnar went through that barricade, he was going to win the match. There was no way they was going to have him take that kind of punishment and not come out on top.
It was the spot through the barricade that sold it for you.
Not any other spot.
It was the spot through the barricade.
Not the medics coming out with the board.
Not the table, not anything like that.
So it was a spear through the barricade. Because how often do you see that happen to Brock Lesnar?
The visual of Lesnar on the stretcher.
He was dead.
Visual.
From as soon as it happened, that Lesnar was going to win that match at that point.
I think, I don't know, man. I, I, I'm not gonna say that this is WWE's destiny at this point. I'm pretty certain that something's gonna happen and Roman just doesn't make it to WrestleMania.
I have to say Seth Rollins took a step up tonight because he kicked out of the attitude adjustment when he shouldn't have.
Brock kicked out of three of them.
No, but Brock, you expect Brock to be able to do something like that. You don't expect Rollins. When he got that last attitude adjustment, should have finished that match, and he kicked out of it. So that was a step up for him.
Of course you would say that as the diehard Cena fan.
No, Surfer,
they were playing by Japanese rules. You hit a finish, they kick out. No.
Okay, when did y'all ever think that Seth Rollins would kick out of an attitude adjustment as hard as he got dropped?
I think
about it every time. Seth Rollins can kick out of a Canadian destroyer off the top rope, then he can kick out of the fucking attitude adjustment because I can kick out of an attitude adjustment at once.
Has he done it before tonight?
Not at the end of a match, no. But if it's done in the middle or the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, but he did it at the end of, near the end of that match, okay?
That's fine.
You know, y'all think I'm trying to give excuses. Well,
we're going to see how you play.
You're not listening.
Get all that. Your boy's finna do the ultimate,
took
Barry.
Took a step up tonight, okay? He took a
what
step
about, up. What you got to say about your boy finna Barry Rusev now? Because that's coming. I told everybody right, it was
let's. Let's go. Let's go. Let's,
what happens when you take on John Cena for the first time?
Let's go. Let's go match by match here because this is getting ridiculous. Anyways, if you're listening to us in the chat room, if you're listening in the chat room, go ahead and continue to participate. We had a lot of people listening live, and we encourage you to call in 954-889-RANT 954-889-7268 AA the rant, all one word on Skype. And if you missed any of that, it's scrolling throughout the players that you are listening on. With that, we bring on Shane. And
what's going on, fellas?
And before we continue, let's announce who actually won our Royal Rumble contest, and that is Kid Human.
Kid Human.
Scotty will program the network this coming spring. Here on Rant EM Radio for a full 24-hour period, he will get to hear whatever it is he wants for 24 hours. So if he wants to hear Surfer singing, you know, swinging all the songs from, if he wants to hear Surfer sing the entire soundtrack of Song of the South, that's exactly what he's going to get. Right,
if you want to hear me make songs about every horrible ECW wrestler ever, I will do a 2-hour show of nothing but.
That's.
If you've heard the Balls Mahoney song.
Did anybody. Is it me? Am I the only one that thought that two long stretches of that match tonight was boring?
The Royal Rumble match?
Royal Rumble itself, yes.
Yeah.
A couple of stretches, sure.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's start off with talking about the opening match, which saw the Ascension against the New Age Outlaws. Pretty standard match, nothing really, you know, that stood out. You know, the Ascension victorious over the New Age Outlaws, but they struggled in the match, which was expected. They struggled.
Yeah.
You know, but
they finally took on a veteran team,
a credible team. Yeah.
So. I like how the Outlaws came out in the Phillies Fanatic little hats or whatever.
Yeah. The was a sold out crowd. 17,164 of the WWE Universe was there at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. Of course, many of them are leaving upset right now.
Oh, they were pissed. Once Bryant. And then Dolph.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. Let's talk about the promo with Triple H and Stephanie backstage, talking about how they won't let Sting in the
building. I can't tell you a quick little thing about the New Age Outlaws and Ascension.
All right, go ahead, Rex.
Okay, my friend was here who I rap with, who hasn't watched wrestling in a long ass time, and he recognized the New Age Outlaws. And as soon as the Ascension came out, he was like, "Who are these goofballs ripping off the Road Warriors?" That was the first thing he said, and he hasn't watched wrestling in about 7 years.
That's the reaction that I think most people get when they see these.
And then he was pretty much like, "Billy Gunn looks good," and he's like, "What the fuck? Why did these goofballs win?" That was it.
Let's continue on here. So Triple H and Stephanie backstage talking about how they won't let Sting sneak into the building anymore because this ain't WCW. Well, you know, this is, you know, Sting did work at WCW, mind you, and so he was allowed in the building anytime he wants. But that's just semantics at this point.
That kind of grinded your gears when she said that.
A little bit, you know. Any shot at WCW bothers me. But hey, right. what do you want me to do?
Mentioned it by name this time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Let's see here. Of course, we don't know what they're going to do to continue the build between Sting and Triple H because there was no Sting at all tonight. WWE Tag Team titles were on the line. The Usos against The Miz and Damian Mizdow, of course. Mizdow getting the pop from that team. But the Usos came out victorious. They retained. J&J Security playing WWE Mortals backstage. Was so stupid, but then Seth Rollins came in, broke up the fun, and said, "You guys need to be protecting me," and so on and so on and so on, so you need to be focused about tonight.
You guys are playing games?
You guys are playing games? This is no time for games. Oh, man. And then, let me see here. No, I didn't. I'm waiting. I want to hear from Phil and the gang, you know? To see. I want to see what's going on with Rage. Are they performing mouth to mouth?
Yeah, they're resuscitating him.
You know? Did they throw him out when he threw a chair through the TV? I don't know. Because you know that that's going to be a long drive home with Dave and Rage in the car. Anyways, then we got this promo song with a video package highlighting WrestleMania 31.
That was not nice, Double A.
You can take a swing at my ego. You can make a run for my crown. Even if you stare makes me nervous, you ain't gonna take us down. There'll be no need for crying. Like the Phoenix Wing.
You go. I don't know. What do you think about that song? Kind of silly, isn't it?
It's like yodeling.
Yeah, it's a little weird. A little weird.
Passing through music today just makes me feel old.
But we'll see. We'll see what the name of that song is a little bit later on. Divas Tag Team. Oh, wait a minute. Rage?
Yep.
So, it sounds like you're all by your lonesome. You've been thrown out.
I'm home.
Already?
Yeah.
How the hell are you home already?
That's a great question. See, okay, so here's the thing. First of all, I left out of my house this afternoon at around 2.
Let me ask you for your life story.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't get back. I didn't get there until... What time was it, Phil? Like...
Oh, so you're with Phil?
I was with Phil.
No,
I was
with are you with Phil right now?
No, I'm home. I am at home.
Then who the hell were you talking to? You just asked Phil what time it was there.
Who the fuck is Sal?
Phil.
You just said, what time is it, Sal?
Rex, no, relax.
We all heard you.
You said Phil, though.
I thought Phil was on this call, but I guess he was. But I didn't get there until about 5-something.
Okay. What time did you leave Phil's house?
I left Phil's house 10:50-something.
And you got home that fast?
Yeah, and I didn't know it was that close. From Staten Island, New York, to Newark, New Jersey, that was shocking.
Hold it! How the hell? Then what? How the hell did it take you 3 hours to get from your house to Phil's house, and he got you home in 20 minutes?
Okay, so I got out of the World Trade Center train station, walked down Broad Street to catch the Staten Island ferry to Staten Island, New York. Then I caught the S-44 train to Decker Avenue and walked the rest of the way down to Phil's house.
Tony C, does that sound like that I flew to Atlanta to drive to Jacksonville?
Yep.
Whatever, man. I had a great time tonight.
Well, okay, you had a great time.
What was your final verdict of the whole shebangabang?
My final verdict? I am very apathetic about it.
Apathetic.
Did you look at a thesaurus today?
Say what?
Did you read a thesaurus today?
What's that supposed to mean?
Alright, Rage, so you had a good time at Phil's house?
Yes, I did. Okay. Very good time.
Now,
Phil's
what
son
was
is awesome, by the way.
What was
Phil's son is awesome.
What was the reaction when everything went down?
At the exact moment of what moment would you
let's say when Brian got eliminated.
When Brian got eliminated? It was a shock.
Okay, we're gonna
We all thought he would be final four, maybe final two.
Yo, what up, Rage?
Let's get into some breaking news, because apparently hold on 1 second, Rex. This apparently is coming across the wire. Two stories. Number one, the fans in Philadelphia are reportedly blocking talent's cars outside the Wells Fargo Center, not allowing them to leave. That's number one. Wait a minute. Hold it. And apparently, and I don't know, there's no confirmation here, that there is a lag on the WWE Network due to many fans trying to cancel their subscriptions.
Ouch. I gotta go down to the Wells Fargo Center and straighten this all out. Get these people home. I do crowd control.
So fans are blocking talent buses.
They're blocking from leaving the arena. So, you know, we're gonna have to figure this out. Now, I don't know about the WWE Network cancellation thing. We will keep you posted on what is going on in Philadelphia. But yes, apparently. Yeah.
See, it's sad, the fan today. They think that only who they want and like is supposed to win. And anybody.
No, they don't.
Okay, so Roman Reigns.
Not tonight. They did. They're going because they witnessed a very.
Okay.
Kumsi Kumsa ending.
They didn't like Roman Reigns win. Had number. But, oh, Daniel Bryan got eliminated. So what? He'll win next time.
Look, right now, look, here's how I see it. I feel like they're not pissed off that Daniel Bryan got eliminated. They were earlier, but I don't think that's what's pissing them off. What's pissing them off is that they witnessed a very predictable ending. Because a Philadelphia crowd isn't very, you don't have a lot of kids in that Philadelphia crowd. I mean, you'll have some, but it's not, the majority are kids. You have a very adult-oriented, you have a very adult-oriented crowd in there, and they're going to understand when they see something is bad. So they saw a very uneventful, predictable ending. So they're going to boo that.
Would they have been happier had Daniel Bryan won or Dolph Ziggler won, right?
They would have let him go home. Yeah, they would have been happy. Yeah, they would have been happier had either one of them won. But I don't think that's why they're angry.
Let's. I'm trying to get some updated reports here. Apparently, this is a developing story in Philadelphia where the fans are blocking cars. We're trying to get some sort of proof from by way of pictures or something. But apparently, it is going on in Philadelphia right now.
Swag or Surfer should have won. We wouldn't have had this problem.
If you are listening to us live and you want to be a part of the post show, now's the time to call in 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. And I'm telling you, if you're pissed about the Royal Rumble, you can call in as well.
Look, I mean, here's the thing. Look, by the way, thanks a lot for Dean Ambrose. I felt we can do a little better, but whatever.
What?
I feel like you could have did a little bit better than Dean Ambrose, but Dean Ambrose was fine while he lasted. But anyway.
You mean that's the person you got?
Yeah, that's who I got.
Daniel Bryan.
That's the luck of the draw. Okay. What do you want?
I feel like you shouldn't be angry. You really shouldn't. I feel like you should be very apathetic about
it.
You really shouldn't care about it.
Right. I don't. Here's a couple of things. I want to really clarify something. And the chat room is hot right now. The feed is hot. And I want to make something very clear here. The wrestling fans. Here's the thing. Everybody pissed and moaned for years about poor pay-per-views and paying full price at $50-something. So now, you got your pay-per-views at $10 a month, and now it's coming across Twitter. It flooded. I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. We're getting confirmation now that fans are canceling their WWE Network subscriptions solely on this happening. Let me tell you something, people. You want to cancel your WWE Network subscription? That's fine. As a form of protest. But let's be honest. If you subscribe to the WWE Network at any point within the last 12 months, you knew that this was a possibility, that this was going to happen. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it was a year ago at this time, we talked about Roman Reigns winning the Royal Rumble. We talked about Roman Reigns going to WrestleMania to face Brock Lesnar or somebody else in the main event. We've been talking about this for 12 months. So if you want to go and cancel your network subscription, go right ahead. Believe me, the WWE doesn't need you. But if you want to call in and bitch and moan about WWE's decision, be my guest, because the lines are wide open. We're going to be on the air for the next 45 minutes. All right? And if you can't make it on tonight, we'll be live on Tuesday, and I'm telling you, we'll continue this all night long. But if you want to go ahead and make a stupid decision, because at the end of the day, here's what you're missing out on. You're canceling your WWE Network subscription because you witnessed the poor decision making on a live pay per view. But you're giving up everything else the WWE throws at you on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, because you pay for NXT, you pay for other shows like the main event, and then on top of that, you get the pay per views, which feature solid matches. Regardless of what the main event is.
And on top of that, they
already got your money. You know, you're being stupid right now because you know what's going to happen. You're going to reactivate your subscription come WrestleMania time.
Exactly.
They didn't get my money.
With that, we go
a different way.
With that, we say hello to Lexicon.
Hey, Lex.
Lex,
hey everybody!
You got. I know that you are the one of the people that activated your subscription.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the Rumble. But you're not going to cancel it.
No, I'm not going to cancel it. But I can understand the people that are going to cancel it, though. I mean, we talk about it all the time. You know, bitching on Twitter, bitching on Facebook doesn't do anything.
No, it doesn't.
The only thing that does anything is actually turning off the channel, or in this case, you know, canceling your subscription. That's the only way that WWE is going to, like, change their ways, if at all, which they're not, because Vince McMahon is Vince McMahon, and he wants what he wants, right?
It's not, he doesn't give a shit.
It's not realistic to think that only the most popular person is supposed to win all the time.
No.
But it's not why they're angry.
What I'm upset about personally is that they had the same problem last year, and they've made the same mistake. It's always being said that Vince McMahon's a huge fan of history, yet he's not learning from his mistakes. And his mistake is that he killed Roman Reigns tonight.
Exactly.
That's the big problem. And it would have been fine if Reigns won tonight, but why bring Daniel Bryan back for this? Like, why not wait till after the Rumble? Why bring him back to be eliminated with no angle started, with no heat for WrestleMania? Yep. Like, that makes no sense at all. You killed Bryan and you killed Reigns all in one night. It doesn't make sense.
They killed a lot of people tonight.
Yeah, but Cesaro and so on and so forth.
It's just a long list.
What are they doing?
I was surprised that they didn't have any NXT guys in there.
That's another thing.
Yeah, that too. Yeah,
that would definitely be a surprise.
That would have been cool, you know. But
you're trying to sell the WWE Network. The best thing on the WWE Network is NXT, and you're not selling it to the people that are buying the pay per view still. That would have sold it if Sami Zayn would have come out. Followed by Kevin Owens.
And Sami Zayn or even fucking Bo Dallas would have even been in there. That would have helped sold it a little bit.
But you got to sell NXT shows too. So if you bring out Sami Zayn, you bring out Kevin Owens right after, and they do their feud, very short, doesn't have to take up much time, but you get heat on that, and people are like, oh, that was awesome. What's that? Let me subscribe to the network and see what this is all about. But no, they don't do that. Instead, they bring out a bunch of guys who, you know, are jobbers, more or less. The New Day, good Lord.
The New Day is right. What is the purpose of the New Day?
Don't criticize the heroes.
Exactly.
They mean don't criticize them. These guys took up too much space. Three spots that could have been used for NXT talent.
Kofi never gets booed in the Rumble. He never gets booed. He got booed all night long.
Yeah, and
say it again, Surfer.
I said, you and me, we need heroes to look up to. Raise you to stop hating on black people.
I'm fine. All right.
Especially going into February fast lane.
I don't care. These three jobbers took up too much space in that Rumble. Three spots that could have been used promote NXT.
This is the most black people they've had in the Royal Rumble. We had the New Day.
They fed us some of the most unbelievable black people.
The Boogeyman. We had Bubba Ray. I mean, there was so many black people.
Bubba Ray is not black. Bubba Ray is white. T-Bone wasn't in it.
Listen. Let's talk.
R-Truth was in it.
R-Truth was in it. He got eliminated by Bubba Ray Dudley. But here's the thing. Let's talk about Bubba Ray Dudley, because there were some shining moments.
I still think he can go for an old man.
He's not that old. He was wrestling up until about 6 months ago.
He's like in his late 30s, right?
No, he's over 40. He's over 40 at this point.
I'm not saying he's done, but he can still get it done in the ring.
Didn't he lose to Magnus?
Well, everybody lost to Magnus.
I mean, does R-Truth now fit literally the token black guy now? Because Bubba Ray used him?
And then poor Titus O'Neil, man. What disrespect.
Titus O'Neil. They just fed us a bunch of unbelievable black people in that Royal Rumble.
We finally got to the point where nobody's being eliminated. As soon as you saw him come from behind that curtain, you knew he was going to go out immediately.
I knew he was going out.
It's a shame how they treat Titus O'Neil.
When you beat on the steps.
Oh my god. All right. Are you really sitting here getting angry about Titus O'Neil?
Listen.
Network, because Titus O'Neil's being done wrong.
Surfer, are you really getting angry over freaking Titus O'Neil?
And like Darren Young, is it?
He's Tony Atlas, and he should be doing better in the ring.
Here's
doing thing. Better how? What are you gonna give Titus O'Neil to do?
Tony Atlas, do you not hear me, Rage?
Hold it. I don't want. Let's enough of this. Enough of this. All right.
I just want to say, if a brother don't walk out of Fast Lane with a title, okay, we boycott him. All right.
Listen. Here's the thing. Here's a couple things. let's get our composure here, okay? There's a couple things that we gotta think about here. Like I said, I don't think that this is gonna end up being what's gonna happen at WrestleMania. That's number one. Despite The Rock passing the proverbial torch. Second.
Fuck Dwayne.
Has absolutely nothing to do with The Rock.
I'm just saying.
Gotta relax. Okay. But anyways, so tomorrow night, Monday Night Raw, I don't know where it is. That really doesn't matter. But the point is that a lot of these fans that are just bitter right now, okay? They're bitter. They got sour grapes. I get it. I've been watching wrestling for 32 years. I get it, people. Okay? This is not my first trip. You have to understand something. You're not going to always get what you want. But taking it out the way that people are doing it right now, blocking the superstars' cars in Philly, canceling network subscriptions, it ain't going to do a damn thing. Because you just want...
Rock already
you...
knows, sir.
Frank Rizzo going to bust heads if they don't get out of the way.
Rock beat the traffic. Him and Paul Heyman been gone.
I don't know. Yeah. But let's run over a couple of other things here real quick. These other matches. The Divas tag match, you know, Paige with that very interesting pin on one of the Bellas. But Nikki got the win when she gave that bionic forearm to Natalya.
Nice Luger forearm.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Hitting people even in harder with that forearm.
Yeah.
This Luger is. She got a metal plate in that forearm. I guess
when you're tasked with keeping John Cena happy, you have to take your frustrations out somehow.
You're a concubine.
Succubus, yeah. Man. She's a succubus.
Here's the thing.
Concubine.
Here's the thing. And also, the big trender on Twitter right now is Justin Credible, because apparently he canceled his subscription to the WWE Network. I don't get it. Okay,
you That's people, the homeboy.
It's just, I don't know what to think anymore. Anyways, where was I now? I lost my place.
Said,
I got so many things here. Nikki Bella. Okay, the shining point of the night, though, and it's already in contention for match of the year. World Heavyweight Championship, Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, and John Cena. Now, it looked like the match was going to be nothing but suplexes and German suplexes and things like that. But, you know, that's how it started off, and it eventually ended up with some great spots in the match. We saw John Cena with a great sit-down powerbomb on Seth Rollins. Rollins also with the feat of strength by carrying Cena into the corner like he did.
I just want to say something. I was more upset that Seth Rollins didn't get a three count on the Phoenix Splash than I was Roman Reigns.
Oh my man.
That Phoenix Splash was amazing.
That was
one at a time.
Hold it one at a time, Ray.
Hold on. We're going to set some rules here because there's a lot of people now on the air. All right, Rex, what were you going to say?
That Phoenix Splash was beautiful.
He didn't get all of it, though.
He didn't get all of it. and I understand, you know, listen, it's not something he probably does on a regular basis. Not his fault. Wasn't flush. Of course, he tried to do it on Brock, and Brock's an idiot. what are you going to do?
It was a big finish in ROH.
I know it was a big finish. The thing is, what I'm saying is that, you know, Brock just can't do anything right. All he had to do was lay in position. You know,
and I think he was
got
like,
nervous.
He was like karmically getting back Kurt Angle for being so far out when he tried that shooting star.
I guess
star
so. Yeah. No, wait a minute. Hold on.
That was payback.
Brock, listen. let me clear the air about that. A 300-pound man should not be doing a shooting star.
Vader does
just a regular.
Vader never did a shooting star.
Moonsault.
Moonsault.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the lines right now.
Superstar and Moonstar is not the same thing.
Let's go to the lines.
Either one, like Double A said, they big should be doing.
Let's go to the lines and say we got a full board of calls here. So if you continue to call in, we're going to get to calls here in just a little bit. We got Phil from Turnbuckle Throwbacks, but we also got Felonious Punk on the air. And listen.
Hey, kids.
Gentlemen.
I know. First of all, let's start with Phil, because did Rage behave?
Yes, he was very well behaved.
Okay. That's all we need to know.
I'm afraid you're going to end up pulling your hair off, Phil.
We still don't understand how it took him 3 hours to get to your house, and it only took him 20 minutes to get home. We haven't figured that part out yet.
Don't worry about it.
But anyways.
Made a stop.
Reigns doesn't know the strength point from A to B.
Anyways. So, you guys, you guys, Phil and Felonious, your thoughts, because now you guys are on the air, your thoughts. How was everybody's reaction when it was all done? Roman Reigns declared the winner.
The finish was obviously lackluster.
Obviously,
yes. I mean, you know what? The bottom line is, and I've been saying this on our show for months, I think people are expecting way too much from the product. Okay, if you're expecting something over the top, remarkable, magnificent, it's not going to happen.
First of all, talent's not there.
Well, that's the thing, man. You have to understand that if this is the next guy, okay, if this is the next guy, then let it go.
But he's the next guy next year, Phil. He's not the next guy this year. Understood? We can all fucking see that. We can all see that clear as day. Everyone can see that except for the people that matter, it would appear.
I don't know if I necessarily agree with the point that he's the next guy next year. It's the fact that We bitch all the time about the internet, how it kills everything. Well, we've been talking about this now for 1 year. This is not anything new. So I'm not going to sit here and say I'm thrilled with the fact that Roman Reigns is one
slated to go to Mania.
But I'm not going to lose sleep over it because I've had a year to soak this in. Now, granted, has the year been smooth? No. Of course not, because Roman got hurt when Roman was on his rise. The thing is, Roman was going on a very slow pace rise. Then he got hurt. That derailed everything. And I think since he came back, they've been force feeding us him like crazy with the overacted promos. You know, him pretending to be Superman and all these other things that he said in the promos. And the poor acting and all these things. That kind of has taken everybody back and is like, oh God, this guy sucks. Because really, how much complaining were we doing before Roman got hurt? We really weren't complaining that much. Because he was taking a very slow and progressive build. I don't want Roman to be the guy. But it seemed that WWE was trying to build him the correct way to a fault. But now, he got hurt, was gone for 4 months, they had to bring him back in a pinch, and in that pinch, they push him out down our throats, and it doesn't sit well with us.
They panicked, and they pushed him to the moon because he'd been out for so long.
Exactly. That's what happened. And now everybody's pissed off. Okay.
Well, what's funny is they pushed the Rock this way. They pushed the Rock this way at the very start when he was Rocky Maivia,
right.
And people hated it, right? Mm-hmm. The difference is the Rock had the personality to turn it around and use it to his advantage, whereas Roman Reigns does not. So this isn't going to end very well for Roman
Reigns
at all.
That's a good point, Lex, yeah. But the content was also a bit edgier, too. You know,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that has... I don't really don't know.
Get away with a bit more, yeah.
I don't know if that has necessarily anything to do with it, because you should be able to perform in any setting, I think. And the thing with Roman is that Roman's in-ring skills are very limited. His promo skills are very limited.
Awful.
You know, this is
he's only got his look.
He needed The Rock to get him through the end of that match, and he needed The Rock to get him through his next promo after the match.
Exactly,
as well.
Because and like I said at the start of the show, I think The Rock coming out and helping him actually did more damage to Roman than help, because now it made Roman look incredibly weak.
What's pissed me off more than anything about The Rock coming out, right, is that. I mean, obviously, that was pre-planned. That wasn't a spontaneous thing, obviously, because this is wrestling, okay? So, they basically got The Rock involved just to put the Band-Aid over the fucking bullet hole, because they knew the reaction they were going to get. They know that fucking Roman Reigns is nowhere near ready. They know that he's not nowhere near fucking over. They knew they were going to get fucking booed out of the building. So they got The Rock out for the fucking cheap pop. That's what's pissed me off.
Barely worked.
They knew it wasn't going to work, but they went ahead anyway.
Yeah, and that was something that
I had been reading last year.
That's something I had been reading about all day. That The Rock was going to be in the wings in the event that something didn't go according to plan. And
I'm not convinced that Daniel Bryan should have gone out when he did. I think that might have been a botch.
If he wasn't going to win the Rumble, he shouldn't have been in the match in the first place.
I agree with that.
That doesn't make any sense.
I agree with that.
I'm not trying to...
I mean, look, I feel like Daniel Bryan should not have won the Rumble, but still,
what's even more depressing is that Daniel Bryan was there to fucking make Roman Reigns look strong.
Yeah.
So in reality, they only brought Daniel Bryan back just to push a Thursday night episode of SmackDown. That's it.
It seems like, doesn't it? It seems like.
Hey, you know, and
that's sad. Really, it's sad.
My Twitter is just flooded with these things that people posting their cancellations and what's going on outside the Wells Fargo Center.
I want to be angry, but I'm not.
You can't be angry. That's the thing.
At the same time, you can't blame people for doing something.
I understand.
About it.
I understand.
Can't blame
them. Do you honestly think that people are overreacting though?
Well, you know what.
One at a time, guys.
If they feel like this is their way of protest, then all be it to them.
But at what price? Because they're gonna in 4 weeks they're gonna resubscribe.
Yeah, maybe this is a little bit of an overreaction, but I mean,
it's all relative. It's all relative to who you like and what's important to you. So if at WrestleMania Triple H buries Sting. And doesn't really put him over at all during the match and buries him and buries, you know, WCW or whatever legacy he has. You know, people are going to be upset about that. Certain people are, but certain people aren't who just watched WWF their whole life and don't care about Sting. It's all relative to what's important to you. And to see a guy like Daniel Bryan who's worked so hard to get to this moment and have the momentum and this is a white meat babyface who's got the crowd behind him. When does that ever happen?
And did you see that guy's face? He got eliminated.
And you've got a chance to put him up against you got a chance to put him up against Brock Lesnar, who's one of the biggest heels you can put out there, with Paul Heyman in his corner. And you've got this huge match built for WrestleMania to make tons of money because there's WrestleMania tickets they still haven't sold yet. And they put Roman Reigns out there.
Yeah.
My only theory about this is that they're thinking Daniel Bryan's already over. He's going to be over regardless. We'll put him in a different match. That match will be over, and we'll have the title to help Reigns out with all this. And, you know, Lesnar will probably go over him anyway. But
I don't even think it's that. I think they were just – they were thinking slash hoping that Daniel Bryan was going to come back and the fad was going to be over.
Now I'm going to send it over to Lex for 1 second here, because Lex, you're going to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So no, but wait a minute. Hold it.
No, seriously, I was looking at my ticket. And I was like, oh man.
You guys laugh.
Everything's booked already. All the hotels booked.
But no, wait a minute. Hold it. But wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. Let's put it on paper here. Let's be honest. You're going to WrestleMania to check it off on your bucket list that I went to WrestleMania. That's absolutely number one. Okay,
that's a big thing.
Number two. You're going to WrestleMania because also you want to take part of everything that goes around WrestleMania, the festivities around it. You're going to an ROH show too, aren't you? I think.
Yeah, I got front row for ROH, and I'm so excited about that. That's my main event there. But I mean, I don't watch the product regularly enough to be like, oh, you know, I'm going to WrestleMania to follow the current product. I'm not. I'm just going to experience WrestleMania. But I mean, Bryan Danielson, he's one of my favorites for the past decade. And it would have been so awesome to see him in that spot, right? And I'm not going to get it. I'm going to get to see him, which is still awesome and everything. But I'm watching my first WrestleMania main event is going to be Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar.
But that's the thing.
Roman Reigns wasn't even a thing 3 years ago.
Yeah. You know what? Here's what's a lot of people are asking. I'm taking it back to Twitter now. A lot of people are saying that because, you know, Brock's WWE contract is slated to expire in April, and ultimately I think Brock is done with WWE at this point. There's talks that Brock is going back to UFC and all this stuff. There's already talks that it's ironic that Brock left the WWE for the first time after a failed WrestleMania match in 2004, and now it's going to happen. It is like he has bad luck in this sense, but I'm still under the impression that this is not your main event.
Well, I mean, it really depends. It probably won't be the main event. Just if you're going on last match's main event, but this is going to be a pretty rotten match because it's just going to be – it's slow, methodical. It's you know, it's going to be spotty. People are going to be booing the whole time.
Brock was in the advert for Fastlane. So there's every possibility that we'll have Seth versus Brock possibly at Fastlane. And then we have Seth versus – Reigns at WrestleMania, and there's actually a fucking story there.
Yeah, exactly. I would enjoy that. If they did that, I would enjoy
that'll
that.
Actually
I,
be,
I'd be
that'll
okay
actually
with
be
that.
Worthy of the main event at WrestleMania.
What I would like to see is the Shield at WrestleMania.
Me too. I think it was a match that should be done at a high point like that, and mm-hmm. with the title on the line would be awesome. And I would, you know, completely be okay with that. I'd still be sad that Bryan's not in that spot, and especially since it doesn't look like he'll be fighting Cena. It looks like Cena and Rusev will be going at it, which bye, you know, Rusev. that's whatever. Rusev. Yeah, exactly. Rusev's gonna get
see Rusev.
Not only that, Rusev's going to get beat by not only Cena, but Hogan will run out and do his thing as well.
That's not so bad.
Let's bring on Matt Squires.
How are you guys?
Matt, your what's thoughts.
Is it, Matt might be
oh,
outside
man.
Wells Fargo.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see the green, unproven wrestler versus the part-time...
I think we lost Matt.
He passed out.
The point was made beautifully, though. So it's all
yeah.
yeah, he couldn't finish it.
Don't talk bad about Brock.
I saw Lee trying to call in. Lee, go ahead and call back in. But go ahead, Matt.
Did you hear me?
No, you were breaking up.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. No, I was just saying I can't wait to see the the unproven green wrestler versus the part-time wrestler for the main event of the company. That's just, what do you do?
Somebody just made Go ahead, Matt.
It's sad. It's just sad.
It is sad.
Because it's like, for once, can't they just give us what we would want?
They're very cyclical.
What might be the last match for WrestleMania?
Cena and Rusev.
Triple H and Sting.
Right. That'll
be the main event.
It seems that WWE is trying to divert... divert the fans' attention. Hold on, let me see if this is true or not. Give me 1 second to try to confirm this. But yeah, apparently WWE wants to divert.
Totally fucked with the audience tonight.
Yeah, I think WWE is. I want to try to confirm this thing.
Oh
yeah,
so
WWE
ripping up the wrestlers.
WWE is trying to divert attention away from what's going on. Earlier in the night, they had tweeted out a poll on the WWE app. The following question, and you can vote. Which of these men is more likely to cheat to win a championship? You can choose on Seth Rollins or Bill Belichick. And,
WWE for that. Fuck WWE for that. Fuck
that.
That
is amazing.
Well, stop. Don't stop Bill Belichick like that. Of course he's going to cheat. That's his job.
This is, yeah.
WWE can fuck off for that.
The fans.
Can I just go back to the to the whole canceling your subscription thing?
Go ahead.
If you waited 11 pay per views and this was the night you canceled,
exactly.
You might want to consider all the shit that you got in the first 6 months of the.
Thank you.
That's another thing.
Are you serious right now? I'm sitting here going like people. It's all over Twitter. Oh, I'm canceling my subscription.
Because what did they? This is what I don't get.
But like,
we had a year to accept the fact that Roman was probably going to win the Rumble. A year, not 5 days. A year. Listen, they're idiots, and I get it. You want to cancel? You want to make a statement? Lex said it best earlier. Make a statement by don't watch Raw tomorrow night. That's it. That's where it's going to hit WWE.
Yeah, don't buy the merch. Don't. Don't go on social media. Don't do anything if you don't like it no more.
You bought the WWE Network. They already got your $10, and you know you're going to reactivate in 4 weeks.
It was all composition till now, basically.
You know, let me see here.
You hit them right in the ratings department. That's how you make a damn protest.
I mean, that's it. And if anything,
you have to get them in the pocket because that's all they fucking care about.
And
it's all about the money, man. It's the bottom line. I've been saying this we've been saying this for months, man.
Of course it is. They're a publicly traded company. It has to be.
They're not gonna cater to the smarties anymore.
But your stock is like $10 now.
Come back tonight. What the hell? Damn it.
I'm going back to Tuesday Night Titans in about 20 minutes anyway. So.
Anyways, so let's talk about a couple of other things. The calls are coming in and they're dropping. If you want to take part, 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. Let me see. Was there anything else we missed here? Of course, we talked about Bubba Ray. He came out. He did a good job. DDP, I thought, was one of the highlights of the thing. I thought I thought it was a little bit of a wasted spot when the Dust Brothers started to get into a little bit of a skirmish, but whatever.
One of the spots in the night was my wife and Rage at the same time said that R-Truth looked like a crackhead. At the same time, they both like said it at the same time without even looking at each other.
People are still questioning where the hell is Curtis Axel.
Oh, yeah.
He was there tonight.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Can we give it up to Brock Lesnar?
He got the beat the town right he was in tonight, okay? That's a lot.
Hey, listen, your town is awful, bro. Your town is terrible outside.
I know. We don't know how to act, you know?
Fuck you. And you motherfuckers been Santa Claus, too, man. It ain't right either.
So, I want to...
Hey, Beyonce.
Does anybody have...
Hey, we booed Kobe Bryant, so there.
Is anybody?
Frank Rizzo would have kept that crowd in order if he'd have been around.
I'm trying to phrase the question I want to ask the right way. Is there really? I mean, we're all of us here on the call are pretty reasonable. Is there anybody here that, I mean, I probably got an idea more or less what everybody would answer, but because of what happened tonight, are you? Is there anybody here that's not going to watch Raw tomorrow?
I'll DVR it.
I mean, I watch Raw out of a habit. Sometimes, very rarely I'll miss it. But, you know, I mean, I guess I'll watch it. I mean,
just for morbid like, curiosity, see how they're going to fix it.
It's like, what else is there? I mean, what else is there really on Monday to watch?
Watch Dancing with the Stars.
I mean,
here at WWE, we're offering you a free month of the WWE Network.
Yeah, that would have been another thing if had this been going on.
You watch and see, I guarantee.
Had this happened during a free month, you know, I don't know. It's just...
If I didn't already have a grand into WrestleMania, probably not, but I have a grand into WrestleMania, so I'll watch the Hulu.
And to cash cow in the chat room, I wasn't talking about them booing in any arena, dude. I'm talking about outside that they're causing a riot. I don't care if you boo inside. If you go outside and disrupt traffic and cause fucking crime.
All this after show.
Because of a premeditated wrestling match, then you're a fucking savage if you do that.
Fellas,
you know, those booths tonight were loud and...
That's fine.
It's Philadelphia.
You outside and you incite a riot over premeditated fucking...
You can't take fiction and pull it into reality.
Quite honestly, Roman working each of the corners whilst being booed the fuck out of the building was enough.
Yeah,
it was enough.
It was a clear... Yeah,
that's enough. You don't need to be fucking stopping traffic.
You don't go outside and fucking incite a riot, man. Come on.
The only thing that would have set them off even more if Cena would have won. If Cena would have won, and this, oh my god.
He got the most boos, man, next to Roman. they destroyed him. They were chanting for CM Punk at one point.
Let's go to the phones. 510, you're on the air. 510. 510? Okay, they're gone.
But since 510, can we give it up to Brock Lesnar for channeling his inner Undertaker and hopping up off that damn board?
Yeah. That's true.
Man.
That match
that
was
came.
Cool.
It was a decent match.
I thought that match was great. I thought Teddy Long was clearly booking the rest of the pay-per-view. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's player. True.
But yeah, that match was awesome.
If Teddy was booking the rest of the pay-per-view, Paul, the New Day would have stayed in a lot longer than they did, okay?
Oh, here we go.
and Ron Simmons would have made a run in.
And with that, we say hello to Lee, who also wants to chime in on this.
Lee.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, Lee?
Hey, Lee.
What's going on?
Hot night, that's what's going on. It's melting all that snow up north.
Sting was in the wrong place at the wrong time, that's what's going on.
Exactly.
All right, so I thought that the show tonight was great. I'm so happy Roman Reigns won. Believe that. Yeah.
Believe that. Please get it.
We changed. It's not believe that. It's believe that.
Let me ask this.
Are you going to go to work tomorrow with Soul Glow in your hair, just like Roman Reigns?
Soul Glow.
And that's just water. That's not Soul Glow.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Let me ask a serious question.
You know what? You know what? Because you know why he won? Because he came in there, cocked, locked, and ready to rap.
Oh, my God. Listen.
Made it rain on them bitches.
I'm going to ask a serious question. Batista, I'm not talking about Batista last year. I'm talking about the Batista that was the world champion that went into WrestleMania 23 that everybody thought, oh my god, how the hell is he going to wrestle The Undertaker and put on a decent match, and it ended up being one hell of a match. Is there any possibility that something like that happening with Roman Reigns?
No.
If he shows his ass to Brock and he says, do what you will with it, I will be entertained.
So basically,
I'm telling you,
if he gives his ass to Brock, it'll be on Showtime.
I'll tune in for that too.
Can we all agree that I'm sick of these Royal Rumbles ending with the guy sitting outside the ring trying to win at the last second? How many years in a row are they going to pull that same stunt?
It's only happened twice in the last few years.
Until they stop writing it.
Yeah, it happened twice. It happens every year.
No, it doesn't.
Somebody sits around, you think they're eliminated, and then it turns.
Isn't Mr. Perfect used to do that back in the day? You hang out on the outside.
So Jerry the King Lawler would hide under the ring.
And then, of course, either they would eliminate the guy or they'd get eliminated.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have
a problem. I just kind of feel like, you know, I mean.
I don't have a problem once in a while, but they do it too often now.
I don't know. I've never really thought about it. But.
Yeah, if it was the focus of the match, then maybe you might piss Simone about it and cancel your subscription, but it really wasn't.
So, just like Swax has his stickers that tells him, I have my WWE intros that tell me, and I knew that when he had Roman Reigns be the last face,
on the new Raw package,
I was like, he won. That's how I make it. It was just a fashion that, like, Ziggler went. When Ziggler went out,
the intro doesn't
lock. Dude, he was super kicking everyone.
Yeah.
Rage ball.
I thought Bray Wyatt was. I'm sure you guys mentioned this already, but before I jumped on, but I thought Bray Wyatt was great tonight.
Bray had a great showing.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
There was a couple of people that had strong showings in the Rumble that, you know, that they did good. And I, to be honest with you, the only outside of Roman, to divert the attention from him for a little bit, I thought that there wasn't enough people in the match at one time. There was always
Bray eliminated people way too quickly.
Mega Powers made mention of that, like it was going too fast.
It didn't seem like they was going on full 90 seconds on something.
It was going too fast. And speaking of,
it was
one,
no different than that year when John Cena and Hornswoggle were farting around in the ring waiting for somebody to come down.
Full 90 seconds, they were the same.
I don't know if they were going the full 90 seconds. Because I wasn't keeping track of the time. I got enough keeping track of the order of the entries. But here's the thing. If you want the order of entry and the order of eliminations, it is available up on rantamradio.com right now. I don't know. I don't know what to say anymore. I mean,
One thing that slightly pissed me off about the whole Bray Wyatt thing, there was a second there I thought we were going to get the whole kind of CM Punk deal of him kind of monopolizing the Rumble. I thought that would have been interesting. Mm-hmm. And then Rowan and Harper were there, and they both looked at Bray like they were going to go at Bray, and I thought, oh, that could be interesting, and that didn't happen. And then it just turned into a normal Rumble, and Bray got eliminated like usual, and none of it fucking happened. So I just felt like there was 1,001 things that could have been really interesting that didn't fucking happen.
And I'm sorry, guys, but what the fuck are Big Show and Kane doing in there?
Thank you, Shane.
Yeah.
Good fucking
that's
God.
Phil's having a stroke.
Jeez.
Because they have no more giants. Those are their only two giants. You got to have a giant in the Rumble.
You know what?
Well, how many big guys were in there this year? They had a lot of big dudes in there this
at
year.
At this point, those are two spots that could easily be taken by somebody else. They're not starving for talent at that point.
You know who's about to get future in Devon? Curtis Axel.
Yeah.
Curtis Axel's down in NXT now.
I mean, those could be two other spots, but who are those other spots are going to be? The freaking Matadors?
Sami Zayn would have done well in the Rumble, I think.
He could have been one of those spots, one of those guys. They made space in the past for Michael Cole.
Adrian Neville could have definitely been one of those spots.
They made space in the back. Look, they had DDP in there, which is nice and everything, but the guy's over 60 years old.
Yeah.
Like I think he's 60 or 61.
I haven't got a problem with DDP and people like that showing up, because that's part of the Rumble. That's part of the
I understand that.
You're like, oh yeah, here's DDP.
And that's fine. We had Bully Ray, but when you got 30 guys and you got an opportunity to showcase somebody else, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's fine. It's fine with DDP, but I'm saying you got he's taking these old dudes in the ring.
What I'm saying is, you can't make Kane a monster for 20 years and then for a year and a half put a pair of fucking slacks and shoes on him. And it can't sell this. You can't sell corporate Kane to me anymore. It was cute.
I know.
At that point, he's not corporate.
Come on, man. He's a monster. Now he looks like he works at fucking Sears selling fucking big and tall.
And you know what, Phil? He could have came out. As Isaac Yankum, and then they could make him like Mick Foley.
At that point, him in slacks and shoes.
Can I ask you a question?
Him in slacks and shoes is nothing but he's just Glenn.
Go ahead and ask your question, sir, and then we're going to start to wrap it up.
Seamus and Orton missing tonight.
Where was Seamus? Yeah,
they could have. I mean, but then again, what would they have done?
Took up the New Day spot. Glad they won there.
But anyways, couple of things.
I still think they're treating Tyson there wrong, man. He should be the Black Tony Atlas of our generation.
Here we go.
Black
Titus.
Oh Jesus!
All right, let's
RV and let him ride around the country.
Let's begin to wrap it up here because. Because, yeah, I mean, I don't know. We're going around in circles now at this point with, just talking about what happened at the Rumble. Here's the thing. Tomorrow night, Monday Night Raw, it's going to be a telling sign of what's to come. Yeah. I think WWE, they use the Rumble to do, to say, okay, it's WrestleMania time. But really, I think what happens tomorrow night, that's the key right there. If they don't do something tomorrow night, then of course we might be in trouble. But tomorrow night,
What comes before WrestleMania, though?
Fastlane.
The squashed hedgehog on the road to WrestleMania.
Who's going to start the show off?
Preach, Philly, preach.
Who's going to start off tomorrow? The Authority?
Maybe. Because that's another thing. They came out.
They pissed at The Rock now.
All right.
Yeah, they've actually managed to kill the fucking Rock. That's quite impressive.
At The Rock. Dude could have been 25 and, I could have had a good shot to win the Rumble, but nah, motherfucker want to come in at the end and save Reigns. Fuck Dwayne, yo. Fuck him.
That's family.
Up.
You know what? I'm more pissed off at the crowd for popping for The Rock like they did.
Seriously.
When they know full well why he was there, what he was there for, I'm more pissed off at them than I am at The Rock right now.
They're suckers. Therefore, your people are numbers.
Just that Pavlovian response when you hear the start of his music.
Exactly.
Don't y'all know he's named after a great Philadelphia icon?
I don't care.
Anyways.
I don't care. They're sitting there holding up the busy traffic and canceling the WWE account. They're marking out for The Rock after the damn Rumble.
They didn't mark out. They didn't mark out to The Rock. They marked out. No. They reacted to the fact that hopefully there was something that could have saved what could have been the outcome of the pay per view, but it didn't really do anything.
Could you smell the torch that The Rock was passing?
I mean, that's pretty much about it.
Hey, Double A, do you think there's any backdoor politics with The Rock pushing Reigns?
No.
I don't think
with
so.
Family?
I don't
nah,
think
a little bit
no,
in
no,
I don't
just,
think so.
He just looks fucking great and that's it. That's
man,
it. That,
fuck
that,
it. I'll Vince, be the conspiracy theory.
Vince is,
I'll be the conspiracy
Vince is desperately punching his
I mean, I'm not... I'm,
one at a time, guys. One at a time. One at a time.
I'm not that far into the conspiracy theory. I just thought it was odd that The Rock came out at the end to save Roman Reigns. And I was just...
While Rikishi
one at a time, guys. One at a time.
Listen, he got the
I mean, would The Rock would have done that if it was Daniel Bryan getting beat up in the ring?
Listen.
they sell on the fact that it's his family and the fact that
that's what I'm saying.
Well, how come he didn't do it to the Usos then?
Vince knew he was screwed, so he called in a favor.
The thing was that
he called
we've already pushed the Samoa ref. Yes, I mean, exactly, look at Yokozuna. I mean, it's not unheard of.
Yeah.
Umanga.
Vince, no, your man just said that Vince saw the way the wind was blowing and he made the call. That was literally it. I don't want to change my plans, but I don't want to get booed out of the building and have a rumble like I did last year. The Rock will save everything because he's The Rock.
Yeah,
it would have been over better if The Rock would have threw Roman Reigns' ass out and he would have won.
Two things. Number one, we got confirmation that Brock Lesnar has a tramp stamp. Number two, we did get.
But he got the one down the middle, man. Don't do him like that, man.
He still has a cock tattooed on his chest.
A tramp stamp, Surfer, is the tattoo right at the top of your ass.
I thought it said, like, kill them all. What does it say?
I don't know what it says.
It says Jimmy John's.
Anyways, but the other confirmation that we can now confirm that the WWE Network cancellation page has in fact crashed.
Oh my god!
And
are you serious?
We have got confirmation of that. And
nice things.
And here's the thing.
Back to Tuesday Night Titans.
And here's the thing. And here's one particular thing that I saw come across Twitter. One of the comments I saw that I just don't get it. And this is where the wrestling fans are stupid. They're so Lord. Stupid.
Well, I might be canceling my NFL network next week.
Well, that's something else. But here's the thing.
You know, it's people's money to spend. And if y'all have a commitment attached to it, what's stopping somebody from just having it for...
Lee, that's not my issue, man. My issue, again, I'll say it again, is you waited 11 months. This is the pay-per-view? Like, TLC was awful?
Well, I mean, if that's those people. If it's somebody who jumped in when they just started in November with that, when they started that...
No. Here's the ultimate thing.
Bear in mind that over here in the UK, that was our first pay-per-view. That was our first introduction to the network.
That's true. This is the UK's first pay-per-view on the WWE Network. But let's understand something here, people. Let's really understand something. A lot of people, the same people, and I might be stubborn, but I think that a majority of the people that are probably canceling their WWE Network are the same people that probably bought the pay-per-view a year ago and paid $55. Now they're paying $10 and they're going to cancel anyway, but they were screaming refunds a year ago for whatever reason. Whatever happened. But anyway, that's besides the point. The thing I'm trying to the statement I wanted to make, though, is that I saw it come across. One of the comments when they canceled the WWE Network subscription tonight said, I've canceled again. Again. This is not their first cancellation. They canceled a second time.
Originally, you couldn't cancel until after 6 months.
I understand, but here's the thing. They've already canceled twice. You're canceling after McMahon already took your money.
Yeah. Hope that works out for you.
Already got it.
Fucking ADHD mentality of these kids.
Yeah. Well, when you cancel, once you get to finish, I mean, it cancels, but it doesn't clear off.
You
order the channel, watch the pay-per-view, you get mad, you cancel it, okay? Then you wait till the next month, and you do the same thing.
It's a cycle, and you're giving McMahon... So let's understand this. You cancel the network, and of course, they'll probably give you the network for the full time that you paid for the 30 days. But here's the thing. You cancel the network, and let's say your subscription ends tomorrow, ironically. Let's say it ends tomorrow, so after Monday night, you don't have access to the WWE Network. So this means now you won't watch the NXT special on February 11th. More than likely, though, you're gonna reactivate your subscription come February 22nd for Fastlane. Does that make any sense?
I don't think they're going to reactivate until WrestleMania.
It'll be WrestleMania.
What's going to be brutal
about this, doesn't the final numbers for the quarter come out for the subscription
February? That doesn't affect the they probably got those numbers already. Because the quarter ended.
So all these subscriptions that they're canceling today,
it's not
going to
hurt them. Ultimately, this won't hurt them. I don't think it will. But it's certainly not
positive. It's not good that people are canceling.
It's not
good. Obviously, they want people to stay subscribed. And subscriber retention is a huge word in these streaming sites. Netflix, Hulu. Everything. They do not want you to cancel. And I've canceled twice now. Not for reasons like this, but just I wasn't using it, so I decided to cancel. It is almost impossible to cancel this thing. I had to cancel it, call in and cancel it, and I was still charged the next month. I had to call back in, and then it finally canceled. And it's just it's a headache to do. But you know, Godspeed to anybody who wants to go through all that. So
just because Roman Reigns won. And they knew a year ago that he was going to win. It makes no sense.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, I really don't understand the whole. We talk about spoilers and how things are leaked, this, that, and the other. I can see if no one had a clue. But everybody.
I think it's the same thing. It's the same thing that keeps us. It's the same thing that keeps us fucking watching Raw every Monday, even though we know it's going to fucking suck. Is that we have. This fine grain of fucking hope that, you know, last year we booed you out of the building because Daniel Bryan didn't enter the Rumble, didn't win the Rumble. We just want you possibly to get there on your own, you know? We just want you to just see, you know, listen to what the people want, as you say you always do, and just get there on your own, you know, and they let us down every fucking time.
Yep. I'm going to play devil's
advocate. Well, you know what he said on Twitter? Stone Cold gave Vince McMahon's Twitter out, so, I mean, start tweeting him. Maybe he'll listen.
I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second and say this, that when people, when fans, when they say, like, the fans, that nobody listens to the fans, they don't. But the bottom line is, too, when the a lot of fans, when they say they want A, B, and C, everything they're saying is short-term. You know, it's like, well, everything's a quick fix. We'll make this guy win. And then what happens on the next night? Tell me a story.
Like, yeah, that's like, the whole thing.
That's the problem.
If Daniel Bryan wins, they'll turn on him. He get turned on.
Right.
But he was on the verge of getting turned on when he won the first time.
They started to do it the first time around.
See, just tell me, like, you know, oh, I want so-and-so to win. So-and-so deserves it. He deserves a rub. He deserves a push. And then what happens the next day? Nothing.
So I think the problem is that the WWE doesn't listen to anybody, but they do that. They do exactly what you're saying, Phil. But the problem is that the stories that they're telling aren't good. That's the main problem. I think that's what people are frustrated about. And I think they're frustrated with themselves because, like we said, they keep coming back. They keep resubscribing. They keep watching Raw. Wrestling fans will always come back. And that's one thing that annoys me about us as fans.
They prey on that.
TNA, we'll go ahead and wash our hands of that. But WWE, we have nostalgia, we have memories, and we always come back hoping that it may be better.
For me, I don't know if it's the same for everyone else, but personally, I keep hoping that the biggest company operating in the art form that I fucking love will fix up and do something right.
Well, listen, look.
You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
No, but wait a minute.
It's already out. You know what I mean? You've got freaking 10 hours of programming you got to produce every week, and it's all worn out, worn thin, because you don't have time to build anything up because you got to keep going.
But that's...
You know, and everyone talks about the past, you know. Oh, look at the feud with Warrior and Rick Rude. It was 8 months long. Yeah, but when you only have an hour of programming a week, you can pull a feud out 8 months long and go to house shows and stuff. But when you have internet now and just the way that society is, listen, we live in a society of reality-based TV shows where nothing's hidden, nothing, you know, everything's exposed. And it's like when you water the industry down as much as you do, you can't fix it.
Can you imagine if in the 80s they had Twitter?
Listen, it would have been a nightmare. But here's the thing.
That tube of toothpaste is travel size.
Here's the thing. The fact that wrestling can't be fixed, I think is like an unjust statement, because it can be fixed. I think, obviously, we know the big problem here is McMahon. We know he's the problem. And I hate to say that we're going to all be better off once either Vince says, I'm done, or Vince is in the grave. And I hate to say that because ultimately I do love Vince. Vince has given us a lot, and we can't take away from what Vince did.
Yeah, but he can't give us it anymore.
No. That's the thing.
He's exhausted exactly. His talent now.
No, I understand
and
that.
And he continues to insist on micromanging everything down to the fucking
that,
end
but
of the grave.
I understand that.
And that's
that.
Why we end up with the bullshit we have.
I understand
Vince
that, guys.
Vince McMahon is the Al Davis of wrestling.
No, but listen. I understand that.
True.
McMahon's time has come. And it's been proven, and we've talked about it already a million times, that Triple H is probably going to do better for the industry in terms of what WWE can do than Vince is doing these days. Because at the end of the day, Triple H is a wrestling guy. He's not a businessman.
He's not a sports entertainment guy.
He's not a sports entertainment guy. He's a wrestler.
But the only guy in the fucking world, if we're honest, the only guy in the fucking world is Vince McMahon.
As of right now. But here's what I was trying to say was, we all, you know, if you're old enough, we all went through these periods where wrestling just went up and went down and went up and went down. I mean, granted, I was young when WCW went through horrible times. But ultimately, it came out on top. WWE was on top and then went through horrible times before they came out on top again. So, you know, there is some light at the end of the tunnel that one day they're
going to
be...
One day an old man's going to die.
But it'll, that's pretty much about it. One day...
That's what we're pinning our fucking hopes on.
But that's the thing. I don't...
An old man's
you know going to
die
though?
One day.
You know what, though? Vince is now going to be... Vince, I believe, is going to be almost 70 coming up. I believe he's going to hit 70... In the next couple of years, he's going to be 70 years old. And it's time already. And I think at some point, Vince is going to realize, or somebody's going to put Vince out of power. In reality, I'm not talking about on storylines, because as it's been done a few times, I'm talking about in real life, Vince is going to lose control of the WWE. Somebody's
moves were made just this week in that respect.
Okay, there you go. So... You know, we know what.
Yeah,
what
is Triple H going to be that guy? Because it's not Vince's company. They're a publicly traded company.
I
now.
I understand that, but one can only hope that that's going to. I mean, listen.
You know, he may.
This is not.
And Triple H may have all the wrestling sense in the world, but he ain't got the business sense.
Listen, Matt. The likelihood of
I don't think he has much wrestling sense, to be honest.
I don't think
he likes wrestling. I think he hates wrestling. I think he's always hated wrestling and has desperately tried to move his dad's company away from wrestling and into something else.
He's always wanted to be bigger than what he always wanted to be bigger. Than what it really is. He's always wanted to.
Well, he always maintains that his competition isn't Ring of Honor, isn't TNA, it's Disney, it's Warner Brothers. That's his mindset.
But the thing
is, he's wrong. He's so fucking.
No, he's wrong. He's definitely wrong. But you know, do I think that something's going to come along and not allow Triple H to be the guy? I mean, anything's possible. But we're not talking about Time Warner buying WCW here. We're not talking about something like that happening.
But look at what Triple H has done in the last couple of years.
Okay. He's done a lot.
Right. He's handpicked all the greatest independent talent on the planet and stuck them in NXT. He made NXT a brand. He's now starting to surround himself with guys that are speaking his language to the point where he's making, I want to say, half the decisions, maybe 60% of them. But that 40% is still old man Carney.
I think he's not even making decisions. He's offering ideas. He's not making decisions.
Let me ask you this.
And some of those will pass, and some of those won't.
And probably Lee and Lex could best answer this question because they were following ROH for a long time. Seth Rollins.
As me as well.
If you were to go back in time to I don't know, Seth Rollins has been under contract with WWE now for about 5 years. Yeah. If you would have gone back in time to when Seth Rollins was still in ROH, would you have pegged this guy back then as saying, this guy at one down the road is going to main event WrestleMania?
It's a difficult question because it's a yes and a no question. Yes, he's always had the talent. He's always been perfect for that Weasley heel role because he's not a likable. You look at him, he's not a likable guy. You right. know, you don't look at Seth Rollins and say, "I want to hang out with him." You look at Seth Rollins and you say, "Oh, that guy's an asshole." You know, he's a hipster asshole. But the thing is, he's always had the talent. It's just WWE didn't have that way of thinking until, you know, more recently. He spent 3 years in FCW and NXT right. because they mm-hmm. couldn't figure out what to do with him when it was there all along, and they just couldn't realize it, you know?
I mean, it took somebody like Triple H to realize what to do with him.
Right, exactly. And in fact, I'll point this out. One of the last ROH TVs that he did, he was the ROH champion at the time, and he was cutting a promo against Davey Richards, I think, and Jim Cornette. And he's talking about how he's going to take the belt and he's going to lay it on the desk of Vince McMahon. He's going to show up on Raw and this and that. And that's Seth Rollins. I mean, you look at that promo, it's not as refined as he is now. He still messes up today with the tuck his legs between his legs thing. But, you know, it was there. It was there all along. It's refined now, but, you know, the talent is there.
He doesn't have a lisp anymore and things like that.
Yeah.
You know what? I think... I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. We have to. I want to say that brighter days are in the future because of the talent that's at their disposal. There is more good talent in WWE right now than bad talent.
Yeah, but I didn't want to use them.
But that's the thing. I hope that it puts them in a position where they're just going to have no alternative to say, all right, we're going to do this match with, you know, with such and such person. And regardless of who those two people are, you're going to get good action. It doesn't matter if the match is on Raw or SmackDown or Superstars or Main Event. You're going to get a quality match that'll run a decent amount of time, regardless of what the storyline is, regardless of whether it's silly, it's good, it's this or that. They put them in you know, ridiculous scenarios. That hopefully, ultimately, you get an entertaining match out of it. Because right now, look, we're in a situation now. Okay, Brock is the world champion. I'm not a fan of Brock being the world champion, but in the situation that WWE is in right now, he's okay as world champion. I just wish he was a little bit more active than what he is. But I guess that's going to change between now and WrestleMania. But Roman Reigns, like I said, is limited in the ring. You would have put anybody else in there that has a little bit more in-ring skills, you would have been almost guaranteed a great wrestling match at WrestleMania, even with a moderately skilled wrestler.
But they always wanted limited. I mean, look at Hogan could do more than what he was doing, but when he got to WWF, they had him be that. I mean, Stone Cold could do more than what he was doing, but he did less. Yeah, we had people like Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit, and other people that wrestled and stuff, but John Cena, I mean, he's not the best wrestler. I think Roman Reigns is exactly what they're looking for. They just want him to be able to talk or see something, you know what I mean?
But he can't do that.
Trending.
But the thing is that my whole thing of it is this, okay? I don't blame him.
No.
You know what I'm saying? That's one thing.
No,
you know,
because they picked him.
A situation like this happened, people blame the person that's inevitable. I don't blame him. And the reason being is because anybody on their job or anybody in that situation would not give it up, period, regardless of what situation they're in. If there's any of us in that role or anybody else, any other superstar back there is not going to turn that away. They're going to take it. And when it's all said and done, even if things don't work out his way, he's going to have his WrestleMania moment, and nobody can ever take it away from him. No matter how bad it is, he's still going to have it. Same thing with Miz. You know, people can say what they want about that WrestleMania and how they felt about Miz. Nobody thought that Miz was going to make it. Well, I can't say nobody, because I believe somebody had mentioned it before. But a lot of people thought Miz was going to WrestleMania as champion. They knew he was losing that belt before he got there. Yeah. And he held on to it and walked out of WrestleMania with it. And nobody's ever going to be able to take that from him that he, you know, had his main event at WrestleMania.
Exactly. So,
you know, that's the whole thing. I'm not going to blame that man. You know what I'm saying? Let him have his moment or whatever. Who knows if he's going to work or if not going to work. I think they're going to give it a take. You know, they're going to. I just felt kind of bad for him. The fact that he was getting he was getting that reaction. I just felt kind of bad for him because, I mean, everybody knew it was going
to
happen.
Turn the blind eye to the fact that he's not ready though, man. He's still.
The problem I had, Tony, is that okay, we have people, and even people on this very network who had such an issue with Daniel Bryan. I mean, hated his guts. This time last year, I hope that he gets hurt and that he never comes back and all this other stuff. Seriously feeling that way. And now those are the same people, you know, I hate to say it, but I hope Daniel Bryan makes it to WrestleMania this year. He
now,
can do what he wants.
I'm going to ask now.
PhD, I mentioned that before.
I'm going to ask now the following question. And everybody can respond. Two things. Trending worldwide right now on Twitter, hashtag cancel WWE Network. Wait a minute. It's the number one trend in the United States. And let's talk about something that was announced during the Royal Rumble. And we may get some answers coming up on Monday night, February 2nd, when Triple H is on Stone Cold's podcast on the WWE Network. What do you think will happen?
No.
Because it's not Vince, because Vince is going to give the businessman answers, Triple H is going to give the wrestler answers.
I think Triple H will give the businessman answers
Triple H will. Something's telling me that Triple H is going to give somewhat of the same answers when it comes down to what Vince had to say. What Vince had to say about the younger talent, like grabbing the brass ring and shit. Triple H is gonna, you know, say that. I mean, but I feel like he's gonna be a little more encouraging with it because Vince was straight, you know, gut punched all of them.
Mm-hmm. Have we talked about Cesaro and Rose's t-shirts yet?
No.
They're Brass Ring Club t-shirts. kind of a Bullet Club rip-off t-shirts. And then when Adam Rose came out for the Rumble, he was mysteriously not wearing that t-shirt anymore. He was wearing a different t-shirt.
In a skull t-shirt he got from Spencer's.
I don't know. I don't care. Yeah. I want a Brass Ring Club t-shirt.
I bet you.
Yeah,
do.
Well, you're not allowed a Brass Ring Club t-shirt. You're not allowed that because they're certainly not fucking allowed that. And you know, if we're gonna talk about grabbing the brass ring, that's an example of you know, grabbing the brass ring. And They can look forward to the first match on Superstars, and main event from here on out.
Somehow it'll be on ProWrestlingTees.com, right?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
It's possible. When it fired.
It's possible.
The Brass Ring Club t-shirt.
Yeah, future endeavor. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
Make it happen, please.
I don't know if this is confirmed or not, but apparently it's now going. Cancel WWE Network is the number one trend in the world.
Wow.
So, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. I think we need to start wrapping it up here now. Oh, boy, folks. I tell you, this is the start for what is ultimately WrestleMania season.
Ooh, Chris.
We got a lot. We got so many things that's going to be happening on this network. Listen, you want to cancel the WWE Network, go ahead and cancel, but don't cancel this network because we got a lot of things in store. And evident of that was the attendance tonight. I tell you, this was one of the highest listened to shows we've had on the network, I think, in the last year or so.
Yeah.
So I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Let's real quickly talk about what's happening here on the network, of course, in the upcoming weeks. The next time we'll be bringing you pay-per-view coverage. We'll be 4 weeks from tonight on Sunday, February 22nd for WWE Fastlane. Then the following week, we'll be having coverage for ROH 13th anniversary event that will be happening in Sin City in Las Vegas. Of course, Phil and Dave will be holding down the responsibilities for that. And then the big show, the big weekend, we celebrate it every year, regardless of whether it's good or bad. It's an annual tradition here on the Rant, and it'll be the 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Will be the 8th year we've done it. It's the Rant EM Radio WrestleMania Weekend Marathon, and it all kicks off Thursday night, March 26th, Tony C's birthday, with an episode of the Lex Experience. Lex will be running down what he plans on doing at WrestleMania that weekend, because Lex is going to WrestleMania.
Indeed. And, you know, it, regardless of what happened tonight, I'm still excited to go. And I'm even more excited for the potential Rant EM meetup for 32.
Yes.
It's already in the works.
No matter what happens, no matter who's in the main event, it could be Coco Beware versus Roman Reigns for the title.
Guys, I'm going to be there. Well, that's in my backwoods, so...
We'll hashtag Rant EM Summit.
Yes, so we're definitely
worldwide.
We're definitely back some signatures from the WrestleMania experience.
If he gets them, yeah. But yes, Lex will also be our correspondent, because he will be in attendance there at Levi Stadium. I believe he'll be calling in during the shows, and he'll call in definitely after WrestleMania. He'll be calling in from traffic like I did a couple of years ago, because that's an experience of its own. You know, pay per view ends at 11 o'clock. You know, I'm still in the parking lot at 1:15 in the morning.
Luckily, I'll be taking light rail, so public transportation. I'm good.
Boom. That's a smart way to go.
There you go. That's coming up Thursday, March 26th, the Lex Experience. Then on Friday, March 27th at 9 p.m., will be Surfers Fun Show. That's always an exciting time, because you never know exactly what's going to happen. Saturday night, March 28th at 5 p.m., we don't know exactly what's going to air, whether it'll be a roundtable or whether it's just going to be an open mic session, but something is going to air during that 5 p.m. time slot for 2 to 3 hours. Then, after the 2015 WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony, we, in fact, will hit the air once again live with a post-show recapping everything that that went down during the Hall of Fame. That'll be around 11 o'clock, depending on how long they go. Could be midnight. We went on the air last year at 12:30, so that's very possible it could happen, especially since the Macho Man is getting inducted this year. Then, of course, the big show on Sunday. It all kicks off with a rebroadcast of the Lex Experience at 8 o'clock in the morning, the Rexplex at 10 p.m. The live shows kick off at 12 noon with the Wrestling Call-In Show, followed by Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 2 p.m. The Rant at 4 p.m. We'll be chatting during WrestleMania at from 7 to 11. Then at 11 p.m. we'll have a two-hour post-show recapping everything that goes down there in Santa Clara. Then on Monday, beginning at 6 p.m., that's Monday, March 30th, we will rebroadcast the entire marathon, 6 a.m., Monday, March 30th. The whole thing will be rebroadcast for you to listen to. And, of course, we have also other specials in the works here on the network, and it all kicks off. We kick off our Super Bowl weekend this coming Friday with the first annual Ranty Awards. You can still vote on the awards by going to rantemradio.com. The awards will happen this Friday night, 9 p.m. live, right here on rantemradio.com. Then on Sunday, next Sunday, at 4 p.m., it'll be our Super Bowl 49 pre-show, hosted by William Morgan and Surfer. I have a feeling all hell is going to break loose, because it's Surfer's Patriots against William's Seahawks.
Surfer and Rage's Patriots.
Well, it's going to happen 4 p.m. live, and then, of course, they'll have a post-show at the end of the Super Bowl next Sunday. Then, Wednesday night.
Six is in.
Wednesday night, February 11th, beginning at 7 p.m., Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be bringing you a live pre-show running down what you can expect at the next NXT TakeOver special on the canceled WWE Network. followed by a full episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 10 p.m. Then, Thursday night, February 19th, will be the first annual Black Achiever Awards right here on RantAmRadio.com.
Boom.
lots of things going on here on the network. And, of course, I made the announcement during the pre-show. Coming up in the month of February, we have two brand new shows debuting here on the network. More on those shows to be announced next week here on RantAmRadio.com. And I'm working on show number 3 to debut. So, lots of things going on here on Rant AM Radio. And, of course, don't forget about the weekly shows. Tuesday night, The Rant, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. for you people in the U.K. We'll continue to talk about the fallout from tonight's Royal Rumble and, of course, what happened tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live this Wednesday at 9 p.m. The Rexplex, 7 p.m. this coming Thursday, followed by Ranted Wrestling. Oh, by the way, speaking of Ranted Wrestling, they will be live on Thursday night, March 19th. First time that those boys will be live, and it'll be very, very fun and exciting to have them go live for the very first time. But like I said, tune into them every Thursday, 9 p.m. I believe this week we are getting a brand new Lex experience, right?
Lee and I have been trying to get together to do a Ringside Report anniversary, because three-year anniversary coming up. Yeah, but we got together yesterday. My shit wasn't working, so we'll have to find a way. But we're going to come with that soon.
Okay, so be on the lookout for that.
And he's back together.
Saturday night, the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. I believe William will be interviewing a female wrestler this coming Saturday. And then, of course, not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday, the What Are You Reading comic book show live at 5 p.m. I think I've gone over everything. And, of course, go to RantAmRadio.com. Check out all the results from the Royal Rumble. Check out what's on the website, including the calendar. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RantAmRadio. Oh, so much going on here on the network. It's just too much to keep track on. But it's all running smoothly, and I'm happy about that. And I want to thank everybody who tuned in tonight, who tuned in earlier in the show or during the pre-show. Thank you for the support of the network and things like that. And of course, like I said, we've got big things in store. Of course, the big thing coming up is going to be WrestleMania in about 8 weeks.
Fastlane.
In about 8 weeks, our WrestleMania thing.
Quit sleeping on Fastlane.
No, you know what? But I really want to focus in on WrestleMania right now, and it's always been a big deal for me and the network, and I think this year is going to be it's going to be our biggest production we've ever done for the network. And then, of course, if everything goes according to plan, God willing, we will have an even bigger WrestleMania special for you in 2016.
So we're going to meet up in 2015 for Fastlane 2016?
We'll have to see if we'll have to get together for Fastlane at some point, Tony C.
That's what I'm talking about.
But anyways.
If it lasts past this year.
Yeah, that's another thing.
You know what? You guys, I'm just lost for words with that. Surfer, help me out. Surfer, the New Day. Hashtag New Day. Oh, it's a new day.
You got some work to do, because I don't know if this canceled WWE Network thing is going to move anything.
New Day, same results.
Anyways, anybody have any final thoughts before we just close it out completely?
Roman Reigns looked like a transvestite at the end of that match.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, with the smeared blood on his face. Yeah,
with his lipstick.
He looked like a
on,
jacked up tranny.
With his lipstick. That's right.
For the people who are going to download these two shows tonight, and who are not live with us, obviously, I want them to take something home with them. I want them to realize that you have three different countries and like four different time zones on this chat alone.
Yeah, on this call,
chat room, and this is wrestling.
Yeah,
this is what wrestling should be. It's what has been for me since I'm 8 years old. That's the bottom line. And I think what fans need to realize is keep what you know, keep sacred what you grew up with, keep good what you rooted for and cherished, and remember how you felt then when you're looking at stuff now. When you're sitting there saying how bad it sucks and you're canceling it and you're readmitting yourself to it, but you're still watching everything on TV for the 10 hours of saturated television. This right here tonight, this is pro wrestling. And yep. That's what people don't get. Oh, so download that, listen to it, take that in before you
put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Well, there you
go. Before you make another stupid decision, you block traffic outside Philadelphia and then you boost Santa Claus again in December.
So
let's fuck, you know.
I think that's the best.
Somebody behind Santa Claus was.
You know what? I don't give a shit, man. I don't care.
That's almost as bad as taking kids candy on Halloween.
Nobody on this line was alive.
Goddamn Philadelphians.
Okay? Nobody was alive.
No?
Y'all talk about it as if y'all saw it yourselves.
It don't matter. It happened. Santa Claus.
He was drunk.
Who cares? He's allowed to drink, man. The dude works hard once a year.
You get mad when people boo Cena. We get mad when people boo Santa Claus.
Put a jail cell in a football stadium, you bunch of savages. Eat a bunch of cheesesteak dicks, man.
I just want to reiterate what I said earlier in the pre-show. This is why the Royal Rumble is just not one of my favorite WWE, hell, not even one of my favorite wrestling shows of the year. You know, as exciting as it may be, I had more fun hanging with four people, six people actually.
You made a friend.
You know, six people that, you know, allowed me into their home and I got to hang with them for a good portion of the day. I had more fun with them rather than watching 3 hours of this. Which in the end, I don't really care about.
I'm going to tell you, here's one more.
Rage.
Phil, I want to thank you again for letting me into your home, and make sure you thank the wife and the kid for me.
I'm going to. I got one more last tweet here before we go off the air.
Titus O'Neil.
No, there's one more here that, and this goes confirms the way. Some of the people on the internet are just outright being ridiculous in their actions. There's one tweet, and this is one that he's been constantly tweeting all day during this whole post-show about canceling the WWE Network. He posted a screen cap of his canceled account, obviously. And I mean, that's what everybody's doing, but he's...
Was it a credit card number on the screen?
No, server. But anyways, no. That's not what I wanted to say, though. That's not what I wanted to say. He took the screen cap and he spray painted over the canceled page image the term PG sucks. And you know what? This is not about the PG era. This is not about the Attitude era and things like that. I mean, come on, people. Don't make silly things like that, because it's not. This is has absolutely nothing to do with the what the show is rated. You know. Anyways, anybody else?
You can't expect everybody to curse and go through tables every day.
Anybody else got anything?
You know, it could always be much worse.
That's true.
It's always darkest before the dawn, you know?
That's exactly how I feel.
Hey. People, ECW is dead, okay?
I'm
glad my kid's not crotch-chopping. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Let him wait a couple more years before he crotch-chops his teacher. I'm glad his stuff is, you know, halfway decent for him to watch, you know?
Yeah. I can sit down with the girlfriend's kids and watch some NXT, or I can even watch Raw, you know, and that's wrestling to me.
Right.
I'm so ashamed of Philadelphia.
As far as I'm concerned.
Sorry, I'm so ashamed of Philadelphia. I'm ready to move to Newark.
Yeah.
Don't come over here. Do not bring the ass over here. No, you won't.
That's all right.
You won't fuck up my city. You won't fuck up my city.
Can you imagine that episode of The Odd Couple with Surfer and Rage in the same apartment? Oh.
Now that's good television.
That's good television.
That's rant. That's where we have to get the cameras in.
That is just picture worthy.
All right, I think we've had enough fun here. I guess that's it. I guess that's all we can say. So tune in on Tuesday.
Instead of Crush.
We'll see what else happens. I mean, anything could happen overnight. Anything can happen overnight. Anything can happen tomorrow night on Raw. Lots of things. It's going to be very interesting on Tuesday to see how everybody's still reacting to what happened tonight.
Double A, before you sign off, I just want to say final thought. So, you know, Rusev, we hardly knew thee. getting real. So sad.
Yeah, that's what's going to be on Raw tomorrow night. Soon.
Gone too soon. That's all I'm saying.
Come on, Adam.
Oh, and everyone, too, can put away those missing Zack Ryder milk cartons, too, because I think we found them.
Yeah, right? No, but you know what? It's funny. It's funny you say that.
He still win matches. He went a long time tonight, okay?
It's funny.
Go down the toilet. He lost at WrestleMania last year to John Cena.
It's funny you mentioned Zack Ryder because, you know, there's a story just came across that Zack Ryder wasn't even 100%.
Oh. How the fuck is he not even 100%?
That he was, you know, he's been out with a legitimate injury, and he came back.
Yeah, it's called apathy.
For what? I don't know, you know. But anyways,
since 2010.
But anyways, I want to thank everybody in the chat room. The chat room's been on fire all night long since the call-in show, or not the call-in show, since the comic book show. The chat room's been active all night long. And, of course, everybody listening live, if you're listening to us on TuneIn Radio, you can download all the shows, including this one and the pre-show, on iTunes. Just search for Rant Entertainment Media. If you missed any part of this post-show, give me about 15 minutes. You will hear this post-show in its entirety at about 1 o'clock in the morning. So don't go anywhere. If you want to re-listen to the entire broadcast, stick around. It's going to be replayed here very shortly for everybody in the chat room. Everybody that called in, Rex, who's been gone for a while, Surfer, Shane, Lex, Matt Squires, Lee from Baltimore, Thelonious Punk, Rage, Phil, and Tony C. I'm Double A. Please try to get some rest tonight. I know I will. We'll talk to you on Tuesday night. On the rant. Have a good night, everybody.
We love you, Roman.
Good night.
Don't be a lover.
Tonight!